Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the big show to check in with Wisconsin insider John McNamara. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
And that guy that covers the Badgers for BadgerBlitz.com and us right here on the Wendy's Big Show joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this evening, J-Mac?
Doing real well, guys.
All right. Gary was wanting to talk some football with you before we get to basketball. Go ahead, Gary.
Thanks, Steve. J-Mac, the offensive line seems like it's intact. Is that Dieter?
Yeah. So Michael Dieter's going to come back. And that'll give Wisconsin all of its, you know, starting five coming back on the offensive line. And, you know, if you look at that line, like I said, I think I touched on it last time he came on last week. But, you know, with Dieter coming back, you probably feel good about, you know, eight or nine guys playing for you next year. You know, this is the deepest their line has been, you know, probably since, you know, Brett Bielema was there, you know, his first couple years there. They're just so deep there. You feel really good about your two deep. You know, with Dieter, he played left tackle this year. He did okay. I would imagine that he bumps inside probably the left guard because that was kind of their shaky spot this year. John Dietzen was a little banged up. They played Jason Erdman there a little bit. So I think he bumps inside to probably left guard, and then you open things up maybe at left tackle for some young guys like Cole Van Lannen or Patrick Castle. You saw Castle a little bit in the Orange Bowl at right tackle. So, you know, that's going to be – by far their deepest position on the 2018 roster.
My next question was, and maybe I missed a boat on TJ Edwards, but the number of times that I saw him play, and maybe I'm way biased, but I really thought he was a first-day pick in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you there. And then, you know, the feedback that he got from the NFL was that, you know, we want you to get a little bit faster. So, yeah, I'm surprised that that he didn't go to the NFL. I'm surprised he's coming back because, you know, he's had three really productive years at Wisconsin, and this year he was an All-American. So, you know, specifically at that position with as much punishment as you take, you know, coming back and doing it again for another year at a high level, you know, what kind of toll does it take on your body? And, you know, another point is that he watched Sitchie, you know, the guy that played next to him, have two big-time injuries that cut his season short, and, you know, now he's scrambling. I'm trying to get ready for the NFL draft this year. So I'm a little bit surprised he's come back just because of how productive he's been for three straight years. I think he's put more than enough on tape for the NFL. Maybe he can get a little bit quicker, you know, this 2018 season, but I don't know how much that's going to help him. But, you know, the Wisconsin coaches are sure happy that he's coming back.
Yeah, that was my next topic was question was Sitchie. So has he declared? Can he come back? What's his story?
Yeah, he kind of decided right after that injury that he wasn't going to apply for any sort of medical six-year. Even if he were to apply for that, it wasn't guaranteed that he would get it. So, you know, he's really kind of just been training and rehabbing with the NFL on his mind. And then the last thing I saw on him was that he was actually invited to the NFL Combine. You know, it'd be interesting to see if he's ready for that because he tore that ACL early in fall camp. So that would, you know, not quite, you know, a full year removed from that when the combine comes up. So it'll be interesting to see if he can participate in that. But a guy that's, you know, going to be fighting for, you know, potential late round draft pick or a free agent on some football team.
Let's talk about this basketball team that the Badgers have in Madison. You know, look, I understand you've got a couple guys who are like Kobe King, who, you know, had a decent game before he got hurt, whatever the case may be. I thought he was going to be way more effective early on from the jump, considering what he did in high school, and obviously that was a letdown. But with the rest of this team, dude, they're not very good. And I don't know if this is guard's fault, if this is just a bad recruiting class, if this is multiple bad recruiting classes. Everybody wants to point a finger at something different. Where are you pointing your finger?
Yeah, that's the kind of the question right now is, you know, who do you point your finger at? Do you say that, you know, this 2015 class was the big problem right now, which I think it is. It absolutely is. You have three guys from that class, you know, Charlie Thomas, Andy Van Vliet, and Alex Ntilikina, and all rotting on your bench right now. And they're all scholarship guys, and they were supposed to be the next wave. So you could say, well, you know, those are guys that Bo Ryan signed off on. And on the flip side of it, you could say that, you know, those are guys that Greg Gard didn't develop. So there is a lot of finger pointing right now, and that's going to happen when your team goes to NCAA tournament for 19 straight years. And unless something, you know, really crazy happens, this team's not going to be playing in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, you talked about Kobe King getting hurt, and, you know, he's a guy that they were counting on this year to come off the bench. And, you know, Demetric Trice being hurts them as well. So, you know, you look at those two guys, and, you know, they're not big-time impact guys, but they were guys you were counting on this year. And with them out, then you've got to play a Walt McGrory and a TJ Schlunt, you know, two walk-ons right now, big-time minutes. So, you know, like you said, they're just not a very good basketball team right now. You know, Ethan Happ has been good, but behind him, Brad Davis has given you some spurts, but you know, he's essentially playing with one arm. And then, you know, behind those two guys, they've been really consistent. So it's been a difficult year for Wisconsin fans. They're just not used to seeing okay. This kind of basketball and this kind of losing.
All right, let's move on then. So tell me, how does this all come back to next year where anybody has hope for this team? What changes? Obviously, everybody's going to get back on the Kobe King bandwagon like they were before the year. So we'll all get back on that bandwagon and say, well, he'll be a lot better. And then there'll be the Brad Davidson fan base. They'll say, well, he'll be better because a lot of people like him already. But where do you go from there?
Yeah, that's a good question, because if you are saying this team is going to take a big jump, then it's going to come from that core of guys. You know, Happ will be back for his redshirt fifth year, you would assume. You know, Davidson back, you know, you would expect that he would be healthy if he gets that shoulder cleaned up. Kobe King coming back. Demetric Trice coming back.
Demetric Trice. What is Demetric Trice exactly? I heard one of the Badger assistant coaches, the old coach in the Horizon League. Who was the assistant for Gard now? The old Moore. Howard Moore. He was on with Bill Michaels earlier today, and he's talking about losing Demetric Trice, and they worked so hard in the offseason. They put all that into him, and then to lose your point guard, you know, really hurts because now you have to have Davidson, you know, playing point and off the ball, and he was so good off the ball. I don't know, man. I saw Demetric Trice at the beginning of the year. I saw Demetric Trice last year. I wasn't all that in love with Demetric Trice.
Yeah, you know, he's not an all Big Ten caliber point guard right now. It's not like, you know, we miss him so much because, you know, he was going to be our game changer. You know, it was always going to be Ethan Happ. But, you know, Demetric Trice is a starter for them. And like you mentioned, if they can have him as your starting point guard, Brad Davidson can play some off guard too. So that just gives you more depth there. And, you know, what it really kind of revolves around is not having to play TJ Schlunt or Walt McGrory. You know, there's times where there's two or three walk-ons on the court at the same time. So, you know, they're just desperate for bodies and they're desperate for depth.
But,
you know, that's why Demetric Trice being out hurts, and that's why Kobe King being out hurts.
But at the same time, you've got like three juniors just sitting on the bench.
Exactly.
But you've got walk-ons playing.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the decision Gard has made. Said, you know, if we're going to lose, I'm going to lose with this young core of guys, because the biggest issue, in my opinion, on this team is the three guys that I mentioned sitting on the bench that have, you know, I think you can officially say those guys are busts, the three guys that we talked
about.
That's
a recruiting class. That's a whole recruiting class almost.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the reason that Wisconsin's in this position right now, is that every year, you know, under Bo Ryan, when they graduated a lot of guys, they had that next wave coming in. And Ntilikina and Andy Van Vliet and Charlie Thomas were supposed to be that next wave, and they just are not there. And they're like I said, they're in that bust category. And you can't have three guys in one year in basketball all bust at the same year.
Find his work at BadgerBlitz.com. Follow him on Twitter at McNamara Rivals, and hear him every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. It's our Wisconsin insider, John McNamara. Jay Mack, always appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
John McNamara joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.